Hey everyone, so before we get started with today's show, I wanted to make sure that I give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and mind body coach based out of Los Angeles. You might actually remember that she guest hosted the podcast for me back in January, and she came on live with me last summer in August of 2021. Jeannie facilitates breath work to decrease stress, release stuck negative emotions, and decrease pain. Are you having trouble calming the monkey mind? Well, she knows all about that. You see, it's not about controlling or managing your stress or your thoughts. Impossible. Instead, it's about shifting and improving the relationship that you have with them. You see, Jeannie spent 16 years battling fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a myriad of other chronic symptoms that left her physically and mentally exhausted. She healed herself completely, and now she's obsessed with getting her clients fast results through her one-on-one coaching program. Looking to decrease negative self-talk, regulate your nervous system, and heal your TMS symptoms? Reach out to her via her website at www.jeanniekulwin, that's JeannieKulwin.com, and sign up for a 30-minute free consult so you can get more info and see if you two would be a really good fit working together. Again, check her out. That's JeannieKulwin.com to learn more. Welcome back to the podcast for Thursday, June the 2nd. Now, before we get started, I want to make sure that I give a shout out to the patrons of the podcast. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, go to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast. There's a new patron that joined since the last show, Kirk. Thank you, Kirk, for your generosity. We'll give a shout out to Patricia, Emily, Brent, Paul, Amanda, Elise, Enda, Dominic, Sasha, Sylvie, James, John, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Anthony, Christina, Ross, Julie, Brian, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast month after month, week after week. It honestly does mean the world. I'm putting my hands together and I am bowing to you. Thank you so much. So, good show in store for this week. It's one of those shoot from the hips episode, which sometimes do they suck? Do they not suck? Sort of thing. But I think that people really enjoy them. I get a lot of great feedback. And I'll tell you something. So I've been doing this podcast now. May actually marked 4 years of doing the show continuously. So if you've been around for a while, I began in October of 2017. Did 3 months, stopped in January when Audrey was born, took about 4 months off, and then I resumed just before Memorial Day in 2018. And I think maybe there's been 1 week missed or maybe 2 weeks missed. That's a long time. I know there's 52 weeks in a year, but let's just call it an even 50. That's almost 200 straight shows. That is a lot of time. So, and every once in a while, I do these episodes where it's like, hey, I go to the Facebook group, which if you're not a part of that, I encourage you to be. There's 765 of us over there. But it's called the Mind and Fitness Podcast, Deleters of Pain. And every few weeks, I'll post it there. I'll say, hey, I want to do a solo show. What do you want to hear me talk a little bit about? And so I've got, I posted that late last night. I've got a handful of responses. Looks like there's 8 or 9 here, just on things that really I'm shooting off the cuff. What have I been thinking about? What do I think about these particular things? And usually what I prefer is that it's not something along the lines of, hey, I have X symptom or this symptom or that symptom. I don't like talking about the symptom stuff. I feel like that stuff's really tough. But anything that's around it, I can give my 2 cents. If you hear a certain spring in my voice tonight as I record this, it's Wednesday as I record this. But as I record this, it is the finale for the U8 Violet Tigers soccer team. So I've been coaching soccer now. It's my second, the completion of my second season. I love those girls. Yesterday's practice, our last practice of the year, was by far the best one. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them go. And I made a prediction to my wife this morning. I said that one of the players that has never scored before is going to score in the finale. At least one is going to score in the finale. So there's a whole heck of a lot of opportunity out there for the kids tonight. So looking forward to seeing them battle And we're playing on my favorite field, which doesn't get better than that. So let's start out the questions. So I said, all right, Deleters of Pain, what's a topic I should expand on for tomorrow's podcast? I'm looking for a few. So this came from Allison. She said, when to work on it and when to let go. You know, like Elsa says from Frozen, I have two daughters. Like Elsa says, let it go. And basically immediately. So there's the when to work on it, when to let it go. A theme over the last 3 months that I've talked about on this podcast a lot, whether I'm interviewing somebody or it's just me spitting, shooting from the hip, is this idea of any time where I've had some kind of a relapse, I guess we'll call it, I have my worst outcomes when I try and do too much. Let me say that again. When I've had flare-ups or relapses or whatever in the last couple of years, the time when it is the hardest to overcome them is when I do too much. And so the strategy for me, the best one, seems to just be having the confidence that I know that this is nothing and that I'll be fine. And it goes away very quickly just from doing that. So I will say that once you understand the concept that this is a mind-body thing, and you should be able to grasp that with pretty good sense within 1 or 2 weeks or so, then you're going to be in good shape, and you can assume that if it's lingering or it's hanging around or it's getting worse or it's waxing and waning, that this is a TMS thing. The catch 22 of that you could of course say is, well, what if it's cancer? What if it's what if it's something like that? By all means, go and get tested if that's the case. But there is all I was seeing this guy this morning who he's had hip issues for the longest time. And I haven't seen him talk about the hip issues recently, but now he started talking about golfer's elbow, and he doesn't golf. So I am making a prediction that this is it's a mind-body TMS manifestation. And I think that he could get over this quite quickly, but I'm not going to jump forward to ask about it or to talk about it. So we'll maybe he'll come to me. We'll see. This is from Doc Tova. Hello, Tova. I have to say, we're so many weeks removed from when I interviewed Tova, which turned into her more interviewing me. She's just lovely. She's just wonderful. So the message that pain can give us that can help us heal. So my interpretation of what Tova is saying is that, and I did this way back when I first read the Sarno books, when I first found the Sarno books, and that was like basically do an inventory of when a symptom started or when some kind of a pain issue started, what was going on in my life around that time. So I did that. And what I started seeing was this one-to-one correlation. Whenever I tend to have this really excruciating pain issue or health issue or something that pops up, could have been a food intolerance. It could have been some kind of a perceived injury. Most of the time, these are like stress injuries, like tendonitis kind of things. I could correlate those one-to-one with some kind of stressful event in my life. And so overall, really what it told me and the message that pain was giving me at the time was essentially the body telling me enough for the moment, enough with what's going on. And sometimes enough can really just mean, hey, these stories that you're telling yourself over and over and over again in your head are not really serving you any well at all. And so what are you spending so much mental energy expending trying to solve the issue in your head? So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to slow down or stop life, because some people are go, 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 and that's who they are. But really, the whole thing is getting, even if your body is go, 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 and your actions are go, 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 can your mind slow down? And so really, that's the biggest part of it. Hannah Studley, who I've talked to a couple of times, I think I've only interviewed her once, though, but I'd love to have her back, is that this is what she says is that we're always constantly feeling our thinking. And I noticed that, too, when my mind is racing, and if it raced for too long, I mean, it's like running a motorcycle or a car at 10,000 RPM constantly. I mean, eventually something is going to give out. You're going to have an internal component that is going to get messed with. And I hate comparing the body to a machine, but that's really kind of the capital T truth about it. Stole that phrase from Nicole, by the way. So from Tara. Hello, Tara. Core beliefs running on story mode. How much your thinking really affects everything. So core beliefs running on story mode. My best interpretation of what you're asking is that we have these core beliefs or these core thoughts about ourselves. So for instance, for me, I am the very conscientious superhero kind of guy. Things don't make me sweat. I will always show up. I will always be there. I will always be on time. on and on and on and on. So if any of these things are counter to, or if anything happens in life or things that I do become counter to what those core beliefs are, that's where there's this problem. And in Steve Ozanich's book, he really talked about like the intersection of the id and the superego and the ego, and there's this intersection in there. And I think Dan Buglio talked about this once too on a video years ago. But basically, like making a list of the personality traits that you have and what would it mean about you if you did something that didn't align with those personality traits. And so that's kind of what I think you mean by core beliefs running on story mode, Tara. And message me if I'm totally off base, and I'll address it. This is from Kim. If pain is coming from my brain, why does it worsen with outside connections like cold weather, wind, external touch? Thank you. Purely, it is around expectation. So conditioned response is another way to think about it. But if you have an expectation that every time cold weather is going to come, even if you're not saying it out loud or you're not consciously thinking about it, that's a program that's in there. So you need to unlearn that program and just understand that cold weather, wind, external touch, like those are things that sort of you expect. I will make the leap, and Sarno's talked about it in his book, so maybe it's not such a leap, that seasonal allergies for a lot of people work exactly the same way. I mean, I used to take 5 prescription medicines for allergies and asthma, and I kind of always had this story about it that every spring and summer those would amp up and they'd get much and much worse, and I'd have to take more medicine, or I'd have to sit inside, or I couldn't mow the lawn, or you know, whatever those stories that I continually tell myself is. And then ultimately when I read Sarno, I cut all those medications out cold turkey. Singular stopped. I stopped taking the inhaler, no more on the Claritin, all that kind of stuff. And I didn't have seasonal allergies after that. And I live in the Pacific Northwest. Like there's stuff in the air all the time, especially in the spring and summer. And I just don't have those issues that I used to have with all that stuff. What changed aside from the expectation? So that's what I would say. From Sarah. Sarah, nice to see you again. Maintenance, and she says that in quotation marks, for after you've healed, when, what, and how much. Roberta commented on that from Sarah. She said, I like that. I was going to suggest tools to use daily. I do expressive writing and slow breathing, sometimes cognitive distortion spotting. I'm not sure what that is, but basically maintenance. And I've talked about this a little bit. I used to really worry about this too. When I was first learning about Sarno and I was still in a good amount of pain, hey, when all this stuff ends, then what do I do? What's my maintenance program? And a lot of the way that you probably got yourself into this, meaning having a mind-body issue or a chronic pain issue, is trying to kind of always anticipate what is coming next or ruminating on the past. You sort of work on this dial. Your dial is never fully stopped. It's always going, what's in the future? What happened in the past? What's in the future? What happened in the past? What's in the future? Future, future, past, past, past. Like you're giving yourself an anxiety attack internally. So what if there wasn't anything that you did have to do maintenance-wise? Maybe the only thing is just awareness that if you have pain or you have an issue that suddenly flares up, whether it's old or it's new, and a lot of times it will be a new thing that is trying to trick you because it's a diversion strategy, is being able to have the awareness and just the understanding that this means I'm giving something a little bit too much thought. I'm putting too much, if you're a computer nerd, RAM, not so much an issue with modern computers as much for most people, but I remember when I was in high school and college and I would like build computers and I really had to be cognizant of the amount of RAM that I would install when like I'd build one. How much RAM, which basically just means how much power, are you giving something? Are you giving this conflict that this person said or this kid who bullied you 30 years ago or whatever the case is? If you have the awareness around that, that you might be dedicating too much mind and brain power to one thing or a couple of things over and over and over and just retelling that story, and that those are the kind of things that really start popping up pain issues for you, which they inevitably do, that's really the only maintenance that I would say is having the awareness. From Pamela, when in chronic pain, when to continue with physical activity to retrain neural pathways and when to pull back. So when you're in chronic pain, when can you continue physical activity to retrain neural pathways and when to pull back? So here's what I'll say. I personally went back to full unrestricted activity as if nothing had ever happened right when I read Sarno's books. And sometimes that was really, really hard. And a lot of people go with the graded exposure. And I'd say for most people, graded exposure is probably the right approach. It's really not any different from the way that I approach like weightlifting training. Like for instance, I'm looking up at my whiteboard right now, which is what I use to track all of my workouts and my lifts week by week. And I always do it in a linear progression, meaning that yesterday, for instance, I did two hang cleans with a jerk at 98 kilos, and I did four sets of that. But the week prior, I did 93 kilos. The week prior to that, I did 80 or 85 kilos. So I was doing a graded exposure with an end goal in mind, meaning I'm just working my way up. I'm doing a little bit every time. So in this case, as it relates to this chronic pain thing, you could take a walk today for a couple of blocks. Later in the day or tomorrow, you can walk a half a mile. The next day you walk a mile, the next day you walk 2 miles, and then maybe you work up to running for a block or running for a couple of blocks. And over the course of several weeks or several months or whatever the case is, I will find that, and you will find that you are retraining those neural pathways. And the thing along with this is that you really have to kind of do it with sort of reckless abandon and try to mitigate your fear, or at least have the understanding that whatever you're about to do is not going to hurt you. Going back to soccer, I was working with the girls yesterday. Basically, they were dribbling the soccer ball towards me, and I was starting to run towards them, acting as if I was going to take the ball. And some of them kept coming, and some of them would back off. And I would keep telling them, you guys have shin guards on, and you are tough. Those other girls can't hurt you. I can't hurt you. Keep going with the ball. And as time went on, once we did this 2 rounds, 3 rounds, 4 rounds, 5 rounds, the ones that were very timid in the beginning suddenly were not that timid towards the end of the drill. So I've used that soccer analogy. It was a graded exposure to these girls, and over the course of 10 or 15 minutes, their ability and their bravery really built very quickly. So hopefully that helps. This is from Brent. He's got a couple on here. Let's read the first one, because he said in the second one, he said, I hit send too soon. So let's read the first one. I've heard the maintenance question a few times lately, and to me, that idea goes against the concept of go live your life. In the interview with Dan Buglio, he mentioned how Dr. Sarno would tell his patients that very thing. Yes. I spent 5 years with 100% focus on my pain. I now have spent 12 months with 100% focus on recovery. These were things I never did before back pain, back when I was living my life. Let's read a second one. As Dan Buglio had stated, we need to stop thinking about these things to break the neural pathways. I hope this doesn't become my new 100% focus, not thinking. Yes. If your focus is thinking about how you're not thinking, you're sort of just running in circles. You're trying to pull a freight train back with a piece of dental floss, basically. But absolutely. So before he said it, Brent said it really perfectly. So prior to you having any sort of pain issues, did you sit around and think about your pain? No. But when you did get in pain, you were probably sitting around there thinking about it a lot. And then you discovered Sarno, or you found this podcast or whatever. And then you start spending a ton of time focusing on not being in pain and doing some work to try and get yourself out. And again, at the very beginning of the podcast, I said that the times that I've had the toughest time overcoming some kind of a relapse or issues or whatever is when I have spent continuous amounts of time or done too many things to try and get over it. So that's what I would say in relation to that. Sort of less is more. And less is more with most things, to be honest. This is a good show, 20 minutes. Thank you for joining me. I'm going camping this weekend, so I got the soccer game tonight. Leave camping on Friday. I look forward to chatting with you all next week. I actually think I'm going to play an interview from next week, but we'll see. Kind of depends on how the week goes. But thank you all so much. Go to patreon.com/TheMindAndFitnessPodcast to volley some support our way. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a good rest of the week.